everyone, to the Godcast with Benjamin Shelby. It is my goal that through this episode, not only you can see that the Bible is accessible to you, applicable to your life, but also attainable to live through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope you enjoy this episode today as we are diving deep into the Word of God. And I pray that not only you're hearing this episode, but you also open up your heart so you can live by the truth and the Word of God, and your life can be changed the same way mine was. Welcome to the podcast. It's time to do this again. I'm singing like this because I heard a Catholic song earlier today and it made me think of this. Oh, I don't know how they can come up with this stuff all the time and the choir just knows what to say. Oh, I'm already running out of things to say. Okay, really, what's up with Catholics? No, I mean, okay. They just kind of sing whatever they think of, all right? Catholics are kind of like freestylers, right, in that way. Okay, but I'm morbidly curious. So if you're a Catholic, I want to hear from you. Do you have a hymnal with all of like the scenarios of everything just written down in there? Like if you run out of like punch at the party, is there like a page that's like,
oh, we please get the punch?
I am so morbidly tired, guys. I've already recorded an episode today, but I'm actually getting ahead today, so. That was the sound of you guys giving me a high five for doing a good job. Oh my. Catholics. It helps that Savannah's in here, like, egging me on. No, like, I'm just so curious. And maybe this is just like, maybe I was watching like a joke. Maybe you guys don't actually sing like that for everything. But I'm curious. I doubt it's an actual thing. And maybe Catholics don't actually do that. Maybe that's a stereotype that I don't know, that I'm just, I'm just a Baptist and don't know what I'm talking about. That could be it. You know, I could be going on for 2.5 minutes not knowing at all what I'm talking about. But I've seen that before. In movies and on, like, I listened to a song earlier today and it sounded like that. Yeah, DM me if that's an actual thing, okay? Anyway, now that I'm done talking about Catholic songs,
I'm gonna get into the podcast today, and we are back in Psalm 119. Oh, and this will never get old for me, although I'm sure it's already old for you.
Oh my goodness, what am I talking about anymore? okay. We're in Psalm 119, guys. Let's turn over to Psalm 119. It is good to talk about the word of the Lord today. We haven't been in Psalm 119 in a while, and I noticed as I was going through, looking at my episodes to try to see where the last time I talked about Psalm 119 is, it's not that easy to figure out the Psalm 119 episodes, and if you started on Psalm 119.1 and you're trying to get all the way to the end, it's not that easy to figure out where those are. So while we're going through this chapter, I'm going to go on there today and hopefully edit all of the titles. So the titles should say Psalm 119 if it's a Psalm 119 episode. So I will go through, do that homework. Sorry that's a little confusing with the names, but, you know, I'm homeschooled. Anyway, all right, let's read in Psalm 119. We're on verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And let's just think about how deep that is. Forever. And in a world of uncertainty, nothing is forever. Nothing is forever. We live. I'm literally in my room right now. I don't know if tomorrow I'll even have this room. I don't know what'll happen to the house. I don't know. Forever is not a term that we are used to or that we can count on in this world, but we can count on God's word being forever, and that his word is settled in heaven. That means it is steadfast. It is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations, and thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. And because God's word is settled in heaven, his faithfulness is to all generations. Everything that God did to Israel, everything that God did to our parents and to the generations before us, God will do to us now because his faithfulness is to all generations. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, his faithfulness is unto all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Okay, now that song stuck in my head. What would that sound like if it was Catholic?
Oh, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing.
Verse 91. No, thy faithfulness is unto all generations, and thou hast established the earth, and abideth, and it abideth. God is that powerful, guys. God established the earth. God made the earth, and it is still rotating today. You know what that means? That if God can make the earth, if God can continually make it abide, God can save you. God can help you. God can get you out of whatever valley you're in right now, because that is the God we serve. He's a powerful God. He is a powerful God. Don't ever forget. And because he's powerful, forever his word is established in heaven. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. The earth abides because everything is God's servant. Don't think that you're above God. Don't think that if you're not saved, you're not a servant to God, because you are. All are God's servants because he created it all. He established the earth and it abideth. And it abideth because of his ordinances. And because of that, everything is a servant to God. So there's two things you can do. One, you can be a willing servant, or you can be a servant that is kicking and screaming the whole way. If you're a servant right now, you're a willing servant, and you'll be rewarded. But if you have to, at the end of your life, see God and believe him only because you're at the throne of judgment, then you're going to be drug away kicking and screaming. Because you were God's servant, and you didn't accept him as your savior. And you're going to spend an eternity separated from that God. And that's a terrible thing. You don't want that. But don't think that you're not God's servant, because all are his servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have perished in mine affliction. You need to realize the importance of God's word. Yeah, God's word is settled forever in heaven. It's always going to be here. You know, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Yes, we know that. But if we don't make it our delight, if we don't love God's word, then you will perish in your afflictions. We've talked about this before as we're going through Psalm 119. The importance of God's word, the way that we need God's word. We need to read the Bible. We need to hear from our Savior. Forever, his law is settled in heaven, and forever, his law needs to be our delight. In verse 64, we're going back about 30 verses. No, in verse 93, we'll continue reading. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Don't forget God's word. Don't forget where you were before you heard the salvation of the Lord. Don't forget where you were. Remember that you were dead. You were dead in your sin. And now, because of God, you can be dead to your sin and alive in Christ. And it's only because with God's words, with his precepts, he quickened you. He awakened you, like this psalmist says. Listen to the surrender he has. I am thine. Save me. I am yours, God. I am yours. That's an intimate saying. If somebody says, I'm yours, that means they have given everything to you. That means that they trust you. That means that they know you're not going to hurt them. You need to be that way to God. If we can be that way to certain people, how much more can we be that way to God? Say, God, I'm giving my all to you. I am surrendering. God, I am yours. Now notice the next two words, save me. God, I am yours, and because I am yours, I know you will save me. I know you will help me. And when I'm in these valleys, when I know that I'm not going through the easiest times, God, you will save me. When I know I'm struggling with sin, you will save me. Because God, even though I'm struggling with these things, I am yours. It is a surrendering phrase. It is a surrendering choice of words. And we need to be that surrendered to God. I am thine. Save me. For I have sought thy precepts. For I have sought thy precepts. That's so important. You need to seek God's word. You need to look at God's word. You need to absorb God's word. And because when you absorb God's word will do, it can't do anything else but to give you encouragement. If you read God's word, it can't do anything else but to encourage you or to correct you. And say, okay, you're doing something wrong, now come to me. And when you read God's words, when you seek out God, when you read his words, you can have that surrender and saying, God, I'm yours because I've read your word. I understand who you are. I understand you. God does not call you to blind faith. God does not call you to just accept him because I said so. No. He gives you the characteristics of him, that he's loving, that he's just, that he's holy, that he's pure, that he loves you. He gives you all these things. You don't have a reason to not know who God is. You've heard him. If you've just been listening to this, you understand how holy God is, how much he loves you, how much his word can save you. You have the knowledge, so you're without an excuse. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. And here's our closing verse. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. In the world that we live in, I can see this. I've seen the end of perfection. God, they're murdering children and calling it a good thing. God, they've done all these different things. They say that lying, stepping on people's heads is the only way to get ahead. That was a good pun there. Oh, focus. God, they love sin. They love impurity. I've seen an end to all perfection. Guys, in the world, there is nothing perfect. There's nothing good in the world. But, God's word, God's commandment is exceedingly broad. Even as big as the problems may seem right now, God's word is bigger. Trust God. This world is not forever, but forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So today, say, God, I'm selling out for you. God, I am yours. Give that surrenderance to God because there is no perfect in the world. But the world isn't forever. God's word is. And learn who God is. Sell out to him. Because he's worth it. He doesn't call you to blindly serve him. He doesn't call you to blindly jump in. What he calls you to do is understand that God loves you. God wants the best for you. And God wants your everything. So listen to him. Do what he says. Not because he calls you to blind faith. But because he calls you to follow the God that loves you. Remember that today. With that, we're closing out, guys. Don't forget, sell out for God. Do what he says to do today because you will not regret it. Just like last week we talked about, consider the ant. Do what you're supposed to do and you will be rewarded. And as we end off yet another episode, I want to remind you of John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that's you, that's me, you can put your name in there, that he gave his only begotten son. Don't forget that you are loved by God. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not worth it, because you were worth enough that Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross for you. And don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and DM me with any questions, comments, or concerns you might have on this episode, and I will gladly get back to you as soon as possible. So until next time, God bless.